Urban legends have a habit of morphing over time, with certain details shape-shifting to fit the time and place in which they're being told. Depending on when you hear the story, the Candyman is the vengeful ghost of either a black artist killed by a lynch mob after impregnating a white woman, or of a black man who was wrongfully accused of putting razor blades in chocolates and was then murdered by cops. But one aspect of the legend never wavers. Say Candyman's name 5 times while looking in a mirror, and he comes out of nowhere to gut you with the hook where his right hand used to be. Clive Barker introduced this lore in a short story called The Forbidden, which inspired Bernard Rose's film Candyman in 1992. Following a couple sequels that have now been stricken from the record, there's now a long-delayed follow-up to that first movie, also called Candyman, which ignores the in-between installments but proves the original campfire tale is alive and well in the 21st century. The 92 film followed a white, middle-class academic named Helen Lyle, whose research for a thesis on urban legends found her in the clutches of a supernatural killer that haunted Chicago's Caprini Green housing projects. In this new film, Helen has become something of an urban legend herself, a woman whose unhealthy obsession with a mythical monster transformed her into one. A struggling black artist named Anthony, played by Yahya Abdul-Mateen II, first hears about the bloody legacy of Helen Lyle and decides her violent history will inform his next collection. As was the case with Helen, the unexplainable allure of urban legends totally consumes Anthony, and upon returning to the site of the original murders, he awakens a long-dormant evil. Of course, movie monsters are never really just monsters. They're always representative of deeper issues, of society's most unhealthy preoccupations, and Candyman is perhaps the most symbolic of them all. The film is grappling with perhaps too many thorny, deeply complex ideas: urban gentrification, economic disparity, police brutality, and inherited trauma, and how all of those things are tied up in systemic racism. And yet Candyman himself is merely a mad slasher, little more than a plot device, popping up every few scenes to jolt the audience. Candyman was co-written and produced by Jordan Peele, who's become the patron saint of gory horror films tinged with stinging political commentary. The director is Nia DaCosta, whose last film, Little Woods, also examined economic displacement, but through the lens of a contemporary revisionist Western. Unlike these filmmakers' earlier work, however, Candyman stumbles over its own metaphors, trying to cover so many bases that it never really settles on an organizing principle. But the movie is exceedingly well made, and DaCosta has a terrific handle on atmosphere and pace. Her smartest decision as a director occurs during the film's end credits, when the most blood-curdling chapters in the Candyman's history are acted out by a child's paper dolls. With their spindly limbs and hollow eyes, they create more menace and unease than just about anything else that precedes them, and it just goes to show you that sometimes the simplest choices are the most effective ones. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.